Welcome back to The Caravan from Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett. In August, at the Acoustic Music Night down in the Alexandria Museum of Art, Rick Adams unveiled his debut CD called No Cover at the Door, which to date has gained some fine compliments in the music media for its honest old-school country and blues feel. So we took the opportunity to invite Rick into our Marion and Donald Weiss performance studios here at Red River Radio to have some conversation and also some songs on tonight's edition of The Caravan. Rick brought with him a fine old-time fiddler named Frank Willis, and in a moment we'll talk with them about this debut CD project. But first, let's take a track from that project, and this is Rick Adams with She Got Caboose, heard right here on The Caravan.
Thaddeus Brown had just hit town when he saw her over by the tracks. Well, he dropped his teeth on Johnston Street and he said, "Oh my, what's that?" He said, "Chattanooga's got hoochie-coochies, but she puts them all to shame. She got caboose, she got engine. Lord, look at her moving like a train." Get close up to see. He said, "My name is Thad and I'm a wealthy man. Honey, would you marry me?" She said, "Hey Thad, I just don't understand. You don't even know my name. You got caboose, you got engine. Lord, look at you moving like a train." Thaddy was jealous of all the fellas who'd sneak around to see his wife. He would shoot them dead and fill them up with lead. He had them running for their lives. Well, 30 years today, I can hear him say, "I love her just the same. She got caboose, she got engine. Lord, look at her moving like a train. Hey, 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 Thaddeus Brown had just hit town when he saw her over by the tracks. Well, he dropped his teeth on Johnson Street and he said, "Oh my, what's that?" He said, "Chattanooga's got hoochie-coochies, but she puts them all to shame. She got caboose, she got engine. Lord, look at her moving like a train. She got caboose, she got engine. Lord, look at her moving like a train."
Rick Adams with a tune called She Got Caboose from his brand new CD, No Cover at the Door, here on The Caravan. And Rick Adams, along with Frank Willis, are in our Marion and Donald Weiss studios here tonight with me on The Caravan, all the way up from Alexandria. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yes, sir. We're happy to be here.
All right. So Rick, you were born in Florida originally, but traveled here as a very, very young man.
That's right. Child. I was about three when we moved over here.
And Frank, were you born and raised in Louisiana?
Yeah, born in Natchitoches.
Okay, so a Natchitoches boy there. If you were to describe from your family background, were they musical families or, you know, did they just play the radio?
Yes, my family really liked music, and they did. My mother played the piano, and grandfather played the harmonica, and I did have music in the family, but they didn't perform or anything.
So how did you come about picking up the guitar and deciding you wanted to play some music?
Well, I've been listening to music since I was little. I had my grandmother's Hank Williams 78s that I'd played on my little bitty record player back in the day, and so I really liked that music. And then I got interested in folk music, and I was ready to play pretty early on. Of course, I had the piano lessons that a lot of kids had and didn't stick with, but then when I got a ukulele, that transformed me. And finally, I worked all the way up to a guitar.
And it's a big step up from a ukulele.
It was a big step up, yeah.
Had your arms extended long enough to reach around the guitar at that time?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a stretch, but I managed to pull it off.
And Frank, how long have you been playing fiddle?
About 25 years.
Okay, so you picked up your guitar as like a teenager?
I picked up a guitar after going to Pell State and as a senior in high school, and eventually worked up to a fiddle.
Yeah, and Rick, you picked up your guitar somewhere in your teenage years?
I picked up a guitar, I think, 11 years old.
Preteen.
Yes, right. Preenie. Right, yeah.
Is this your first CD?
It's my first CD. Yes, it is.
Did you ever figure you were going to release a CD, or is it mostly you just kind of thought, you know, I'm going to play for fun and the joy of it, and whatever happens will happen?
I think I'd always hoped that I might be able to do that, but it took me a lot of years to have enough songs that I thought I could fill one up.
Right. playing covers, of course, I think is a big part of a lot of folk singers. So do you find songwriting just kind of a natural thing, or is it something you really had to push yourself to do?
Pretty much of a natural thing. I started doing that for my own amusement, again, when I was 12, 13 years old. None of those turned out to be hits, needless to say, but I really enjoy the creative process of doing that, and I've dabbled with songwriting for many years.
And have you, let's go back. When did you actually start, like, clubbing out and playing live shows? Was this many years ago? Is this something that's been kind of a recent thing for you?
A very little bit when I was very young, but playing out maybe in the last 10 years, you know, playing out on a regular basis.
Right, yeah. And is it mostly throughout, like, the Alexandria and Natchitoches area that you play, or are you traveling all over the state or the region now?
Pretty much all over the state. Of course, we do more shows in the local area. Right. I was playing with a duo called Tuning South, in fact, with Mark Normand, who is on the CD on a couple, on four songs. And we played in the Lafayette area where he's from.
Yeah. So now the title of the CD is No Cover at the Door. That, of course, reminds me of, you know, how many times have I gone in to see a band and had to pay fairly heavy cover charge just to get in, plus two drinks or something like that. Is that a tongue-in-cheek reference to the folk houses and coffee shops where you don't have to pay a cover charge, or is there some other kind of, you know, subliminal message there?
Oh, that's pretty much the message. You know, on the most places have a night where they don't have a cover, and they'll have either some now karaoke, but often folk bands will play at coffee houses and places. Sometimes it's a free-for-all and just kind of a jam, and this was kind of a tribute to those places where I've had so much fun over the years and really give you a chance to get your confidence up when you're playing in front of folks.
Are there a lot of coffee houses and things like that down in the Alexandria area where where young singer-songwriters can kind of cut their teeth on an open mic night and things like that?
Yes, there are a couple of coffee houses there, one that we often play at called Tamp and Grind. We really have had a lot of fun playing there, and they do have a lot of young folks playing for the first time, working up the courage to sing their first song. And the crowds at places like that tend to be very responsive and encouraging, mm-hmm. So it's just a great warm place to get going. So that song's kind of a tribute to kind of a composite of all those kind of places that I've been to, whether the coffee houses or the bar on open night, those kind of places where people get together and play music and nobody pays for it.
So the title of the CD is No Cover at the Door, and you've got a song by that very title as well. Would you guys like to lay that on our audience tonight on the Caravan?
Yes, we'd be happy to.
All right, take it away.
No cover at the door if you're looking for a miracle. Miracles are free on Tuesday night. If you can't make it rhyme, baby, hey, just make it lyrical. When you sing it from the soul, well, the song's gonna turn out right. Let the music take you to a lovely place where you don't have to face a doggone thing. No cover at the door if you're looking for a miracle. When your feet get to tapping, yes, a miracle could happen tonight. When your house is foreclosing and the neighbors get the nose, and it's a sad event. Sad events can darken every day. Tell your sister, tell your brother that there ain't no cover. Get your instrument. There's trouble everywhere, but you won't care as long as you stay. Let the music take you to a lovely place where you don't have to face a doggone thing. No cover at the door if you're looking for a miracle. When your feet get a tapping, yes, a miracle could happen tonight. Cover at the door if you're looking for a miracle. Miracles are free on Tuesday night. If you can't make it rhyme, baby, hey, just make it lyrical. When you sing it from the soul, well, the song's gonna turn out right. When your feet get tapping, yes, a miracle could happen tonight.
And Rick Adams, along with Frank Willis, in our studios tonight on the Caravan. Rick's brand new CD is called No Cover at the Door, and that was the title track from that CD. Give us an idea, if you would, Rick, because your day job is a little bit different than your night job, you might say. What do you do for a living?
I'm a clinical psychologist.
Okay, so... Does any of that come through in your music sometimes, you know, sort of observations of people's foibles?
I certainly hope not. No, I don't know if it does or not. But probably my interest in people, and that's what songs are all about.
Right,
so
yeah.
In that real general sense. But I was writing songs a long time before I became a psychologist.
How long have you been doing the clinical psychology?
I've been in practice for more than 25 years.
Okay. And you have your own private practice, or are you with a hospital down there or with an institution?
I have a private practice, although I work with various hospitals and agencies.
Okay. And is there an area of specialization that you're into as well?
Pretty wide. At one time, I worked primarily with children, but now I work with adults as well as children.
Okay. Well, adults really are children.
That's certainly true.
And Frank, you're a civil engineer, so you work with the city down there?
No, I have an engineering firm. I've had about 30 years. I sold it in 2004, and now I mainly do forensic engineering.
Now, what would forensic engineering be?
If something messes up, I try to figure out what happened.
Were you working with a lot of the like construction companies and stuff like that?
Or, yeah. Yeah, we were. I had a consulting engineering firm, and we would design the things that the contractors would construct. Roads, bridges, water tanks, things like that.
Okay, so, and from a musical standpoint, you have a very kind of an old-time, almost mountain music flavor to what I've heard so far of your fiddling style. What did you listen to as a kid that really stuck with you and really influenced you?
I liked country music, Earl Scruggs type stuff, bluegrass, and old folk music. Actually started out with Suzuki. Went through book 8 Suzuki, and as soon as I finished, I went back to country music.
Okay. But you did the whole classical range with the Suzuki style, right?
Sure did.
Yeah, okay. So do you feel that in terms of technique helped you as far as understanding what the violin can and cannot produce and you know, the full range and breadth of its expression?
It did, but I also found out that reading music straight off print is the first step toward corrupting the song. So it's a good tool, though.
Right. So, Rick, I feel that throughout your music, there's that flavor of blues and you know, even a little bit of like some jazzy stuff in there as well. From those genres, where would you say you draw a lot of inspiration from?
Oh, I love early blues, I like stuff like B.B. King, but I'm talking about way, way back in there, like in the 30s, where blues and jazz kind of mixed together, and even jug band is really an era that I really love. I kind of fell into that kind of in a backward way. For a while, I was interested in bluegrass, and I noticed that a lot of bluegrass songs, which bluegrass is kind of a synthesis between some of early country and blues, and so I went back to the songs that led into bluegrass, and I got into listening. With the internet, you could listen to songs from the 20s and 30s and old recordings, and I got into archives and just almost got lost in time in the 30s listening to some early blues, Bessie Smith, some of those kind of folks. And so, and that's really when my songwriting took off again, whenever I got that blending of genres.
Well, I'm a big Ma Rainey fan. I'm a big Bessie Smith fan. And I love what they call now, I guess, old-time string band sound, with the claw hammer or frailing banjo sound, as opposed to the, you know, three-finger, even the two-finger picking style. But the frailing banjo, I absolutely love the sound of that. I think it's got a rustic quality to it.
Yes, and Frank plays a mean claw hammer banjo. That's one of his great instruments. We love that kind of banjo, and hoping we can get Frank up with our other group that we play with and play a little banjo sometimes.
Now, you play with a duo, right? And their name is?
The duo that I played with and still play with occasionally is called Tuning South with Mark Norman. Currently, my group in Alexandria that I play with is Reverend Charlie's Patent Medicine Show.
I got to meet the Reverend. It was at the Buddy Flett Show about a month ago, and he took some wonderful photographs of the concert and let us use those for our website.
He's a wonderful photographer. He's incredible.
Yeah. I went to his site and saw some of the other stuff that he's done. Just fabulous. And well, now you've played with them, and they're kind of an old-timey band, right?
We do a mixture of songs. So it's pretty much the same mix that we talked about. We might do a song that sounds a little bluegrass, then we switch to blues, and then maybe folk and old time. So it's just a real mixture and that's what I love about it.
Do you have a tune on this CD that might have come out of working with that group of players?
Yes, there's one that we can do. It's called Going to Memphis, 1933. And it really fits what I was talking about earlier with the jug band music. I just love that era, and wishing sometime that I could get in a time machine and go back and watch them play.
All right. Well, take it away. This is Rick Adams along with Frank Willis live in the studios here at Red River Radio.
Hey, honey, take a trip with me. Got a brand new time machine. We're going to Memphis, don't you see? Going to Memphis, 1933. Chuck bumping bass to a melody. Going to Memphis, 1933. Going to Memphis, 1933. Sonny sang the songs he wrote, jug bass of Charlie Polk, Memphis Minnie singing harmony. That was Memphis back in 33, jug thumping bass to a melody. Going to Memphis 1933, going to Memphis 1933. Can
Can you jump, baby? Can you stomp? You can dance any way you want. Feel so grand when you come with me. Step into my little time machine. Chuck thumping bass to a melody. Go into Memphis 1933. Go into Memphis 1933. All right. Can't believe the thing that I just saw. Somebody dancing with my great-grandma. She looked so young and fancy-free. Way back in Memphis, back in 33. Chuck thumping bass to a melody. Go into Memphis 1933. Go into Memphis 1933. Hey, honey, take a trip with me. Got a brand new time machine. Going to Memphis, don't you see? Going to Memphis 1933. Chuck thumping bass to a melody. Going to Memphis 1933. Going to Memphis 1933. Going to Memphis 1933. Going to Memphis 1933. Rick
Adams in the studio tonight, live on Red River Radio and the Caravan. He's joined in our studio tonight by Frank Willis on the fiddle. Rick's got a brand new album out called No Cover at the Door, and that was a tune called Going to Memphis. So I presume that came out of a trip to Memphis?
Yes, and where Memphis Jug Band was, and a lot of that early jug band came out of that fertile area.
Yeah, all through the especially that part, but all through the mountains, the jug band. And yes, for those who might be listening and don't know what a jug band is, could you kind of explain that for them?
Yes, and it was often a band of just whatever instruments people could pull together, and there's a wide range of instruments that we use. Usually there'd be a guitar, and it wasn't a very expensive guitar, usually, whatever people could pull together. But the bass was played on a jug. Mm-hmm. You may have heard people blow a jug in a particular way that gets the sound of a bass, and so that gave it its unique sound.
And in particular, these were generally at least stylized in the movies as moonshine jugs. They were the old porcelain type that were kind of white with a red top almost.
Yes, right. You had to drink what was in the jug before you could play it.
And then you could play well afterwards.
You were
right?
Much better after that.
Or at least so it sounded to everybody.
Yes, right.
At the time. So, well, now you've gotten a lot of really good reviews so far on your brand new CD. I noted one of them basically said this is the kind of CD that you're lucky enough to happen upon when you're, you know, pouring your way through all the schlock, which is about as high praise as you can get. How's the reception going outside of the press world? Do you feel like people are responding to the CD? I know you had a CD release party not too long ago at the Alexandria Museum of Art.
Yes, I was really blessed with that. It was a wonderful evening. Yes, we did get a good reception and had it was a packed that night. Had more friends than I thought I had, and people liked it and bought the CD. It was real neat because two of my sons play on the CD. One plays the clawhammer banjo on one of the songs, and the other plays a number of the guitar solos that are on it. So my son Dan plays the banjo and helped with some of the vocals, and my son John Patrick played some of the guitar leads, and they were both there, so we had a real big crowd.
Now, are they living in Alexandria right now as well?
No. One of my sons, Dan, lives in Rain, Louisiana, not too far from Lafayette, and the other lives in Monroe.
Well, I noticed one of the reviews mentions Austin. Who was the Austin musician that you had come up and play on the CD?
Well, the most of the CD was recorded in Austin.
Okay.
And we were lucky enough to have the Bennett Spielvogel, who's also known as the East Side Flash because of the way he plays the dobro. Mm-hmm. He played on the CD as well, and he also plays the kind of honky-tonk piano that's on there.
Right.
And we were lucky enough to, right next door to the studio is a place called the Elephant Room in Austin that hosts the Jazz Pharaohs. And we were able to pull a couple of musicians from them, Ryan Gould on the slap bass, and Stanley Smith, who is a well-known clarinetist. So that was fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, since we're talking about honky-tonk piano, why don't we go to one of the tunes on the CD that has a little bit of that style in it. Can you tell us a little bit about the song that we're going to play now?
Yes, and this one does require an explanation, particularly given my occupation. It's called the More That She Dances, The Drunker I Get. And really, this song is more about my relationship with my wife. She took up Cajun dancing and went to one of these immersion camps in Ville Platte, Louisiana, where you go in there redneck and come out Cajun. And she learned how to Cajun dance and wanted me to dance with her, and it turned out that I wasn't able to learn how to do that. So we were at another event, and jokingly she asked if she could dance, meaning she was going to dance with somebody else because I can't. And so I said, sure, you go ahead and dance, and while you dance, I'll have a beer. And she said, well, that might be a lot of beer, meaning that she was going to dance a lot. And so I said, well, the more you dance, the drunker I get. I didn't really live out that song, but it made for a good.
It makes for a great story and a great title. So
yeah.
How does one go in redneck and come out Cajun? I'm just kind of curious about that metamorphosis process.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't say that you're officially Cajun when you come out or French when you come out, but it's a wonderful camp. It's called Balfa Camp, and it's okay. In Ville Platte. Actually, it's at Chico State Park is where they have it, and they teach Cajun fiddle. They teach Cajun guitar. They teach French cooking. They teach French fiddle. They teach everything French. And people come from all over to that.
To learn how to be Cajun. Or
yeah,
at least
right.
Get a little closer to the culture and a little more understanding of the depth of it.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to play The More That She Dances, The Drunker I Get. The More That She Dances is the name of the tune. And this is from the CD, No Cover at the Door by Rick Adams, right here on The Caravan.
Baby took to stepping. She kept on begging me to take her out so she could strut her stuff. Well, I'm kind and obliging. Lord knows I'm trying. Make one night on the town might be enough. I took my baby to the honky tonk. My baby, she dances, but I don't. So on this lonely bar stool I said, the more that she dances, the drunker I get. Well, dancing is easy, so she tried to teach me, but it felt like I had shackles on my feet. So she cuts a rug while I chug a lug. Yes, one thing I can do to keep a bed. I took my baby to the honky tonk. My baby, she dances, but I don't. Told this lonely bar stool I said, the more that she dances, the drunker I get. My baby took to stepping, and she kept on begging me to take her out so she could strut her stuff. But I'm here again, three streets to the wind. I guess one night on the town was not enough. I took my baby to the honky-tonk. My baby, she dances, but I don't. So on this lonely bar till I said, the more that she dances, the drunker I get. Yes, the more that she dances, the drunker I get.
That was music by Rick Adams from his CD No Cover at the Door. The name of the tune was The More That She Dances. And if you heard the story before, the backside of that title is The Drunker I Get. So you've got some honky-tonk piano on this. Who are the other players on this CD? Let's give a little bio of them, a little shout-out to them for all the people who may or may not know them and know that they play very well on this CD.
Yes, as I mentioned, my son Dan Adams plays clawhammer banjo on some of the songs and sings some harmonies. My friend Martin Norman plays and sings on a couple of the songs. He plays the mandolin. The fiddle is also played on two of the songs by Lisa Brandy, who is a wonderful fiddle player, and Mark Trichka also plays the mandolin on a couple of songs. Al Berard is a well-known fiddle player from South Louisiana that is on two tunes, and my son John Patrick Adams plays lead guitar on several songs.
And so you gathered them all up and moved them all down to Austin. How long were you in the studio to record this down there? Or did you do it piecemeal?
The Austin recordings were all done at once in 2 days.
Okay.
But then a few songs we added after Austin and recorded them in a studio with David Pratt locally. And so those were gathered there.
And you spent how long mixing this down? Just so folks know, this doesn't just happen overnight. It actually takes some time to do the mixing.
Oh, I think about 6 months.
Yeah, so it takes almost longer to figure out how to blend it all together than it does to lay down the actual notes in the studio sometimes.
It surely does.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, there was a time when Elvis just went into the studio, they had one mic up, the band sat behind him, and he stood up front, and that was the mix. You know, and a lot of great music came out of that time, but now we have so many opportunities at our disposal to do all kinds of kind of neat layering things that it slows down the process a little bit to cut it out. Because I think one of Elvis's first albums was cut in Sun Studio one day, and then it was on the radio like a day later or 2 days later,
right.
Which would never happen today.
I mean, no.
Just that, you know.
Takes a while.
Yeah. So, and Johnny Cash, too. You know, some of those early recordings literally were cut, and they were cut right to, you know, right to the acetate master, or the wax master, I should say, and then sent out to the radio station within a very short time.
Right.
Kind of almost, you know, given, although, you know, I don't think you get near the quality. Sometimes you get the spontaneity of that kind of music on those recordings. I love going back to old 78s myself and just listening to what they produced in like one take. You know?
Right, exactly. And I don't know, sometimes it may be diminishing returns that you get through all that labor-intensive stuff, but I guess you do it because you can.
Yeah. I'm somebody who kind of believes that a mix engineer has a little bit of the artistry in there too, you know, because they're adding their own ear and particular flair at putting it together. And I think of producers like Daniel Lenoir and some others that have done such phenomenal jobs over the years of producing some really cool albums because they took the notes, but they added so much more to the actual production value. T-Bone Burnett is another one who's just, you know, he's a phenomenal producer.
Yeah, I totally agree. There is a whole art to doing that, pulling that part together.
Yeah. Well, what else on this CD would you like to lay out for us? We've got time for a couple of more tunes, and I figure we'll just go ahead and play those.
All right. This next one has a story, too. A lot of my songs do have stories. This one was... I was inspired by a couple that moved to Louisiana from somewhere in New England, I think New Hampshire or somewhere like that, and they sold everything they owned to buy a shrimp boat, and they were refurbishing the shrimp boat to actually go around the world in this shrimp boat that they bought, and that inspired me for this next tune called I'm Gonna Buy You a Shrimp Boat.
I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, and make it our home. just enough room for me and you as we go traveling on. Well, it may sound silly and it may sound strange, but that's what I'm gonna pursue. I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, hey, this yacht's for you. Never, 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 never think that you ain't adventure enough. But we've been chained to one space, baby, can't you hear the call of the gut? Don't worry about the price tag, honey, I'm selling everything we own. I'm bidding on a boat on eBay, baby, and it'll be our home. I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, and make it our home. Just enough room for me and you as we go traveling on. Well, it may sound silly and it may sound strange, but that's what I'm gonna pursue. I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, hey, this yacht's for you. We could go down to old Havana for our first cruise. The aqua world is all yours, honey, we'll go anywhere you choose. Navigating you won't be no problem, don't need no GPS. I've got a wild hair that guides me north, south, east, and west. I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, and make it our home. Just enough room for me and you as we go traveling on. Well, it may sound silly and it may sound strange, but that's what I'm gonna pursue. I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, hey, this yacht's for you. I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, and make it our home. Just enough room for me and you as we go traveling on. Well, it may sound silly and it may sound strange, but that's what I'm gonna pursue. I'm gonna buy you a shrimp boat, baby, hey, this yacht's for, this yacht's for, this yacht's for you.
Adams along with Frank Willis live in our studios tonight on the Caravan with I'm Gonna Buy Your Shrimp Boat from the new album No Cover at the Door. So I'm reading through some of the reviews on this new album. One of the reviewers particularly pointed out the song, which she called a ballad, called Bury the Pain. Could you tell me a little bit about the background of that tune, where that comes from?
That song is one of the slow songs on the CD, and as you can see, we mostly do upbeat, quick kind of songs, but that one kind of came out of nowhere. It's a song that I was been trying to write for about 20 years, and the hook that I came up with a long time ago was, she's not telling what's tearing at her heart, she's just talking with her tears. Mm. But I couldn't really make that. It never had wings. I never could get with it. So this one is kind of to catch those people that can't ever express really what's going on. You just see them crying, but you don't know what that's really about. And sometimes those folks can't go forward. They can't talk about it, yet they can't let it go. So this song is about what might happen if you just bury it, maybe for the moment.
Silence is lonely, you talk with your tears. Candles are melting, just like the years. Don't need a reason, don't have to explain. Can you afford one night to bury the pain? put on some music. Don't let it be blues. Don't play the oldies. Try something new. Can't fix what's broken. It can't be the same. Can you afford one night? Bury the pain. People say you should forget, but they don't know how hard it is. I'm suggesting something less. Understand what you've been through, but let the heartaches wait on you. Bury the pain. Bury the pain. Have a language that speaks to my soul. I'm not a healer, just someone to hold. Don't need a reason, don't have to explain. Can you afford one night? Bury the pain. Can you afford one night? Bury the pain.
Rick Adams in our studio tonight with the piece Bury the Pain from his CD No Cumber, joined here by Frank Willis on the fiddle. And that is from his CD, brand new CD called No Cover at the Door. He's joined here by Frank Willis in our studios tonight on the Caravan. So also on the CD, and we played this a couple of weeks ago on my radio show from the CD, you've got a tune called Blue Just Looks Black. Can you give me an idea of where that comes from?
So, well, I guess one of the embarrassing things about songwriting is it sometimes comes from mundane things that you then have to turn into something else. That one happened during Hurricane Gustav, and the electricity was out, and I was still having to get up and go to work. And I couldn't tell my blue socks from my black socks. And so the song title was Blue Just Looks Black in the Dark. And there were a few expletives, but it didn't put those into the song.
Yeah, make it radio friendly.
But of course,
please,
we had to make it about a girl and everything, you know, since it's songwriting.
All right, so this is going to be the song Blue Just Looks Black from the CD No Cover at the Door, music by Rick Adams here on the Caravan.
Well, there's just a few things I picked up along the way. How can I best make the pain go away? Now is the time I am in need. What I can't see can't hurt me. So turn out the lights if you're leaving me blue. I don't wanna see anything that reminds me of you. Turn out the lights as you leave me, sweetheart. 'Cause blue just looks black in the dark. Well, you can't stop a train or an old hurricane. And I can't stop you from leaving today. But being alone is all in my mind. I'm ready now to go blind. So turn out the lights if you're leaving me blue. I don't want to see anything that reminds me of you. turn out the lights as you leave me, sweetheart. 'Cause blue just looks black in the dark.
All right, Frank.
Well, what works for me might not work for you, but I'm happy now. Black is better than blue. I'll pull down the shades to block out the day. Darkness is where I'll remain. So turn out the lights if you're leaving me blue. I don't want to see a thing that reminds me of you. Turn out the lights as you leave me, sweetheart. 'Cause blue just looks black in the dark. Oh, blue just looks black in the dark.
And Rick Adams in our studio tonight with Frank Willis on fiddle and a tune called Blue Just Looks Black from the CD No Cover at the Door. And I thought we'd wind up tonight with a little explanation. You've got a song called Yazoo Delta Railway. And can you give us a little idea of where that song comes from? And we're going to pull that from the CD to close out the show tonight.
Yes, that song is about an actual railroad. Called Yazoo Delta Railway, sometimes referred to as the Yellow Dog. And it has historical value because where the Yellow Dog meets another railroad, it's known as the Crossroads. And that's where a lot of blues lore is about, where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also an area where it's really thought that W.C. Handy may have traveled in that area and helped spread the blues around.
It's right there in the heart of the Delta, too, the Mississippi Delta. So,
yes.
Now, the only time I'd ever, you know, I grew up in Ohio, so what do I know from Yazoo?
Yeah.
You know, until the song and the movie Ode to Billy Joel came out. And there was the Yazoo City Boys that were featured in that movie, you know, causing a ruckus and trouble.
Yeah.
And so being the curious type, I immediately either go to an encyclopedia. They had no internet back then. We had stone tablets.
Yeah, right.
So I went to the stone tablet library and started pouring through the, you know, the heavy tablets until I figured out where the devil is Yazoo City at.
So, yeah.
And it's deep up in the Delta of Mississippi. So.
It certainly is.
All right. We're going to close out our show tonight with that. And I want to thank you guys for coming in tonight. This has been really fun.
Thank you. We had a blast.
And here is Yazoo Delta Railway from the CD No Cover at the Door by Rick Adams right here on the Caravan.
Yazoo Delta Railway left with the Delta Blues. Roll right through the crossroads where the Southern passes to. Yazoo Delta Railway, moaning through the rain and fog. In heaven there'll be a place for me, riding on the Yellow Dog. Just a little Mississippi sawmill town, cutting trees and sawing logs. Up step Mr. Chester Pond, built a train they call the Yellow Dog. Yazoo Delta Railway left with the Delta Blues. Roll right through the crossroads where the Southern passes to. Yazoo Delta Railway, moaning through the rain and fog. Heaven there'll be a place for me, riding on the Yellow Dog. People often wonder how the blues began. I guess it's really hard to say. But in the dusty depot of a Delta town, Mr. Handy heard the blues man play. The Yazoo Delta Railway left us with the Delta blues. Roll right through the crossroads where the Southern passes to. Yazoo Delta Railway, moaning through the rain and fog. In heaven there'll be a place for me, riding on the yellow dog. Delta blues. Watch out at the crossroads, there's a devil's deal for you. Yazoo Delta Railway, it's a sin you didn't last that long. In heaven there'll be a place for me, riding on the yellow dog. Hey Mr. Handy, won't you please save a seat for me, riding on the yellow dog.
Rick Adams and a track titled Yazoo Delta Railway from his CD No Cover at the Door. And again, I want to thank Rick Adams and fiddler Frank Willis for joining me in our Marion and Donald Weiss performance studios tonight for this hour of The Caravan. It was my pleasure to serve as the recording engineer and producer for this set, and I had technical assistance tonight from Daniel Gordy. You can find a complete playlist for tonight's program of The Caravan on our website. Just go to redriverradio.org and click on The Caravan, and you can also find a podcast for this hour of our program tonight as well. Again, that website is redriverradio.org, and just click on The Caravan. Stay tuned, be quiet, and play the music is coming up in just a few moments right here on The Caravan from Red River Radio, and we are your community-supported public broadcasting service of LSUS. This is KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA, Alexandria, Pineville, KBSA, El Dorado, Magnolia, and KLDN, Lufkin, Nacogdoches.